This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Leave Britney alone!
The Don and Mike Show.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
No.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They poke the bear, Don and Mike.
All right, stand by there, Buzzy. Let me see the Jerry tapes.
We didn't get any Jerry tapes today.
We never do the first day back, but we will sometime this week. The suckathon that includes Jerry calling some guy a fag.
Yeah.
We'll get into the Jerry tapes as only we can. Also, if it's not covered in the news, I definitely want to tomorrow talk about Rosie O'Donnell beating herself with a baseball bat when she was a kid.
Yeah, her new
Thank
book.
Thank you!
Fascinating.
Doesn't show.
Too good. And one other thing I just found on the internet. Gordon Ramsay did not burn his genitals in a freak kitchen accident.
Thank God.
where did that start? Did that start today?
It started a couple of days ago, and his wife, Gordon Ramsay's wife, has come out to say it's not true. Huh. He did not burn his genitals.
So Ann cleared it up?
Looks like baby vomit.
Right. And Ramsay.
Hello, Gordon. Fake, yes.
He made up the story to cover a dull ache. Ooh. All men have to check regularly down there. Uh-huh. And he had a dull ache in one of his testicles. Ouch. He didn't want to tell anybody, sure. So he said he burned his balls in an accident at the kitchen.
Well, maybe that's why he's so mad all the time.
I would be.
He's got his new show, too, coming out, right? Where it's Kitchen Disasters, right. Where he goes around and yells at people.
Hey, what did that ball smell like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Hello, yes.
All right.
Where's my Wellington? Where's my risotto?
Hello there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. The big story from over the weekend, of course, is that you'll soon be able to sunbathe at the North Pole as the Arctic cap shrinks to its smallest size ever. But no, all eyes in America were on the man, the enigma, that is O.J. Simpson.
Juice.
Why all the fuss? I mean, it's not like he killed somebody, but he could go to prison for decades on multiple felonies. Las Vegas police say he broke into a casino hotel room with some other guys and that guns were used in a robbery. O.J. says he did nothing wrong, that there was no robbery.
Incidentally, the place in Vegas, I know that you've probably seen it as well, Mike,
yes.
in the coverage. It's one of those places that's like way, way, way off the strip.
The palace, something, the something palace. Mm-hmm. It's the Golden Palace.
$39 a night for a room.
And he was staying. Now, was he staying at the Palms, which is the
yes.
Shishi? And then he went down to like rob this guy at
He went to rob the guy that had the suit, right? Is that the guy we had on the show? The guy that was selling his used clothes?
That's right. Is there really a chance, though, that he's going to do serious jail time with us?
There's a chance. I mean, anytime.
There's hope.
Anytime a guy is charged with a serious crime, whether mm-hmm. it's robbery or burglary or murder, you know, he could go to jail.
But you're
or
saying or that, he's in it, that he's innocent, right?
That's always been my contention. And he says, and I believe him, that there was no robbery. O.J. says he was just conducting a sting operation to retrieve some memorabilia that was stolen from him. He says no guns were used. Now, if that's true, or at least if the jury buys that, under the law, O.J. might very well go free. If it does not fit, you must acquit.
You know, there's a part of me that wishes, although my heart is really with him, I wish Fred Goldman would just
shut up.
The frig up. It's like they go to him for a comment, and he's in his little den, which has now been turned into a pseudo studio.
TV
right.
Studio.
And he turns and he's, you know, with his big Raleigh Fingers mustache again. And says, well, frankly, I'm glad they caught him. I hope he goes to jail. I hope I get some more money. Don't forget, buy the book.
Yeah.
If I did it.
And is it I did it? Is it, or is the if on the binding?
No. The if has been put in really small letters
right.
inside the first letter of I did it.
Got it. Okay, that's right. Because I saw from a long shot of the book, and it really looked like, well, if you look at it from a distance, it looks like I did it. That's
you know, I think,
the title of the book.
Like everybody now at this point feels bad for Ron Goldman, or, you know, for the Goldman family, for Fred Goldman.
Of course.
It's like, you know, come on, we all know O.J. did it. We're all happy on some level that he got busted for something. Just please, Fred, just go on.
Well, don't you sometimes, whenever I see Fred Goldman, I always say to myself, you know, that guy a long time ago that was they had videotape of the guy in the airport that was faking the phone call when the karate teacher had molested his son and they were bringing him back and he was hiding with the gun in the airport and he just shot the guy. Sometimes I look at Fred Goldman and, you know, nobody believes in vigilante justice, but you say to yourself, you know, if you're Fred Goldman, I mean, I would think every day that you think about O.J. Simpson being out on the golf course you know, running around and then going even further than that by writing a book like this, flaunting it.
Like I said, I understand it. It's just there's a part of me that wants to say, because I care, it's like you go, oh, man, now you're just making yourself look silly.
Well, what I was going to say was this sounds totally irrational, but I almost, whenever I see Fred Goldman, I said, boy, I almost wish Fred Goldman would just take matters into his own hands sometimes. But
that's an irrational thing to say.
Yeah. But it's you know, but it's what a lot of people think when you see that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, the whole thing is so twisted. It is so completely twisted.
You should put a little Jodie Foster on him, like in that new movie I saw. Ooh, she's a badass.
The movie that's like Panic Room.
Yeah, and like Flight Plan.
And Flight Plan.
And seriously, Jodie Foster is a man. I mean, I know she's a woman. I know that she can look beautiful.
Yes.
In this movie, towards the end, the last hour of the movie,
very mannish.
Really, you could look and say, okay, close your eyes. Now, you're going to be watching Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Joaquin Phoenix is very mad at this guy. He's going to beat the crap out of him. And you would say, yeah, very you know what? Hey, the Joaquin Phoenix is pretty buff.
I've got one for you. Who would you do? Uh-huh. Helen Hunt or Jodie Foster?
As they are today?
As they are today. Has to be as they are today.
That's a good comparison.
Jodie Foster.
Really?
Absolutely. I still think she's sexy.
And she's got a good bod, right? She works out. Yeah. It's not like she's getting sloppy.
Yeah, but she's got that dykey hair, and she never wears makeup. She always looks mad. You know, come on, honey. Be a lipstick lesbian. Let your hair down.
Dr. Lecter.
Yeah. Be yourself, Jodie.
Mm-hmm. The only good thing about that, well, there's a lot of good things about that movie, the Brave one. I thought it was like a continuation of Taxi Driver.
Right.
Really.
Oh.
If you remember...
You know, it's funny when you're talking about Jodie Foster and you mentioned Taxi Driver, though.
Well, she was in that.
That's so gross. It's the one part of Taxi Driver that just creeps me out. You know, stinky old, you know, smells like ass Harvey Keitel sitting there with Jodie Foster, who was really, what, 13?
11, maybe?
Some amazing. It just, oh, God. And then I you never get away from that look, you know?
It was really sexy.
It wasn't as sexy as Nell.
Nell is hot.
Our hottest movie
Very
ever.
Hot.
Well, one of the victims of the alleged robbery, memorabilia collector Al Beardsley, that's the guy who was on the Don and Mike show.
Right, we had him on.
He says he wants the case dropped. Al says he's on OJ's side. OJ sure has a lot of friends named Al. Mm-hmm. And to think all this happened on the same weekend that If I Did It is the hottest book at both Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. For what it's worth, O.J. was handcuffed, questioned for several hours over this alleged robbery, and he's still spending some quality time in a cell that's just a little over 3 feet wide without bail. He'll be back in court on Wednesday to face the charges officially. As O.J. was led away, a heckler shouted, "You're not going to get away with it this time," or maybe he will. Today could be the last day that Britney Spears loses legal custody. It could be
Leave
the last
Britney
day.
Spears alone right
I'm sorry.
Now.
I can't do that.
You know, Leave Britney alone.
I'm sorry, Chris. I have to report this.
Chris is who is Chris? Because we've been playing this all day.
You've not
and I
seen
was
this.
Out of the loop on this.
Chris is a she-male.
Okay.
And the more I watch this thing and I've heard this thing, it is an effort to get, if I'm not mistaken here, publicity, right?
Well,
for the she-male?
In all cases, I think so. He's a big Britney fan.
If you do a search, though, he's got like 8 or 9 videos where he does the exact same tone and timbre about other topics.
Video blogger. This is a he-she person?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, now I understand.
Absolutely.
Video blogger, very emotional.
Leave Britney alone!
And that's not to be confused with Seth Green.
Leave Chris Crocker alone!
Great.
Leave Britney alone!
Leave Chris Crocker alone!
Brilliant. Seth Green even had the eye makeup on when he did that, the same as Chris Cocker
That's
wears.
That's funny. It's great.
Today could be the day Britney loses legal custody of her kids, at least for a while. The baby's daddy, K-Fed, has teamed up with high-powered attorney Gloria Allred.
The thing about K-Fed, though, and with her putting a hit on him or whatever, that's BS.
That's
BS.
A hoax, too?
That's come out Correct. As a hoax now.
Right.
Well, something's got to be true. If it's not Gordon Ramsay burning his balls... I mean, my God.
But on that front, Entertainment Tonight is reporting today that police are investigating a reported contract to kill Federline, but TMZ.com checked it out And the FBI tells TMZ that that is actually a closed case from several months ago that never panned out.
Well, I just read about Britney today, too, that she is banned for life from the John Belushi Hotel.
Chateau Marmont.
Chateau Marmont,
I would think so,
yeah. Banned for life, my girl.
Maybe I'm the only one, but I thought her performance at the VMAs was brilliant. I don't know why they're why everybody's giving her such a hard time.
You should don't let them pick on Britney.
You know, there was a still shot of that. Did you see the still shot where it's not the fact that, you know, she's not all that fat, but when they had this still shot, you see that belly that has kind of like the lumpiness in it, you know, the lumpy. She's got a little lumpy belly happening.
Mike, you should leave her alone right now.
Right now.
Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Leave Chris Crocker alone.
All right, hold on. Let's just change the topic for 1 second. Okay. How's James Brolin?
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know.
It's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
Wow.
God. Man, okay. living in Barbara's shadow.
Wrong also, last night during the Emmys, they talked to all of the American Idol judges. And about Britney.
Right.
And they're all quoted that they can all help her.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell says, we decided we want to bring her back on American Idol. We're very serious. And then he said, here's the quote. I plan to buy her underpants and get her bigger shorts to perform in. She can turn it around. Then Paula Abdul says, stop it, Simon. We're serious. We always have time for Britney. We love her. We wish she would come on the show. Simon Powell says again, she can come back if you buy her underpants. Randy Jackson says, we'll take care of you, dog. We'll make you a superstar again. And then Simon Cowell says one last time, we are very serious. We plan to buy her underpants, get her bigger shorts to perform in, and get her away from her stupid friends.
Well, that's they're going to do that. I'd like to see her back on the show.
Well, here's what's happening this afternoon. A KFED and Gloria Allred, his powerful attorney, have brought in a new witness, a former bodyguard of Britney's, who's reportedly going to testify about Britney using drugs in front of the kids and exposing them to nudity even after her stay in rehab.
If you don't have an education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Using drugs in front of the kids, even after rehab. If the judge saw Britney's comeback appearance last week, she doesn't have a chance. Sean Preston and Jaden James would then go to see the comparatively stable Kevin Federline.
Nice choice.
And as I said, the story that Entertainment Tonight is circulating today has proven not to be true.
Gotcha.
You can't see it, but I'm holding up a big salute right now to the censors at Fox Television. Nice work, boys. You could hardly tell there was any editing at all.
It seemed to me like someone at WJFK was running the dump button last night on the Emmy broadcast. And what was it that Sally Field was just trying to say?
I got that.
She said GD.
She's trying to say God damn, and that gets deleted off Fox.
And that raises the question, was she censored because of that word or because what she was talking about?
And on Fox, how many times am I going to hear the ad for the show K-ville? And I keep thinking they're saying Gayville.
K-ville.
Tonight on Fox is the premiere of Gayville.
Why is it called K-ville?
Katrina.
Post-Katrina.
I'm feeling I don't know the she-male, and I don't know that.
Post-Katrina, New Orleans, couple of cops.
Oh, they call it K-ville?
Yeah. K-ville, right.
All right.
There were several
I thought that was where Kevin Federline lived.
There were several ham-handed video bleeps in the Emmys last night, all the way from Ray Romano's opening monologue to Sally Field's attempt at slamming the war.
Hey, F this!
If mothers ruled the world, she said, there wouldn't be any goddamned wars in the first place. Under FCC rules, it's okay to say goddamned in this context. Thanks for the full quote, by the way, to our friends in Canada who got the unbleeped version on their televisions of the American-made Emmy broadcast.
Sally Field was such a ditz trying to get to her point. Listen to this.
Trouble. Yeah,
it goes to Sally Field. What about the vagina?
How can that be? These wonderful actors. Okay, I got to cut really, really quick. Really, really quick. Okay, this is Brothers and Sisters. It's a big old team, a big old family, and that's who it belongs to. It belongs to our three.
Don't you hate it when they just get up there and J.O.?
She's famous for her speeches.
The poet and creator, John Robinson.
You like me.
And our...
Burt Reynolds banged me.
Greg Berlanti.
And she's on a roll, and then she has this brain freeze.
Burt Reynolds always wanted to do it in the Bad Place.
Incredible.
On top of his Trans Am with Dinah Shore watching.
Are endlessly energetic.
One time he double teamed me with Jerry Reed.
And Dom DeLuise.
get to stand
and their dog Buford
Griffiths and
whatever his name was,
Flockhart, to my family, that I would be nothing without them. But at the heart of Nora Walker, she is a mother.
Shut up!
So surely this belongs to all the mothers of the world. May they be seen. May their work be valued and raised. And to especially the mothers who stand with an open heart and wait for their children to come home.
Now, at this point, everybody in the world knows she's going to say something anti-war here.
Right.
From danger, from harm's way, and from war. Hurry up! Quiet! I have to finish talking! To war, oh, God, I forgot what I was going to say. And to war. I am proud to be one of those women. And let's face it, if the mothers ruled the world, there would be no God. Thank you so much.
Now on Fox,
that's pretty sucky that they bleeped that out.
On Fox, on live TV, it got to the point where she said God. And as soon as she said God, it was a shot of the auditorium.
Uh-huh.
And they faded to black.
That's what they always used, of the mirror ball, a silent shot of the mirror ball.
Ah, come on.
Here's Ray Romano being cut off.
Good.
It seems to me that a lot has changed in TV in 2 years. For one, from what I hear, Frasier's...
That's the mirror ball. Silence.
Hello, Fox, hello.
We have TV children.
That's how it aired.
That must be what it sounds like listening to our show.
Here in the U.S.
The way they run the button. Hold on. Here's Sally Field.
Right. When you're up there and the lights are flashing, I felt I would have liked to have said more bleeped out words, but I kept it down to that. That's life. I didn't have a point to get across. I had no agenda.
Hey, I like that at the very end.
Run, Forrest.
Here in the U.S., Sally was cut off just before she said damned wars in the first place by Fox. When we come back, the latest on Kid Nation and Michael Vick.
Mm.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.